Just an addition to Perek Yud, and then we'll do Perek Yud Aleph. This asking for advice is quite an important thing. Just a couple of points on that. Firstly, it takes maturity to ask for advice, but how do you know which advice to follow? So there's a beautiful Nefesh HaChaim in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Marba Eitza, Marba Tvuna. The more advice you get, the wiser you become. Now, if you think about it, isn't that counterintuitive? Shouldn't it be the more advice you get, the more confused you become? You know, if you get advice from one person, okay, I know what to do. I get advice from three or four people, then they're saying different things. That's marbet funa. That's you become wiser. You'll be more confused. What's the idea here? The concept is like this. When you ask for advice, you're not outsourcing your responsibility to decide. You're just asking for help. But no one knows you better than you. And therefore, your advice is supposed to be not just copied and pasted and follow blindly, unless you're dealing with the Urim, the Tumim, a Navi, Ruach HaKodesh. Standard advice, you have to apply to your situation. You're responsible for being able to, for applying it, taking responsibility for that. And therefore, Marba Eitza, Marba Tvuna, the more people you get advice from, the better, because they'll show you different angles that you didn't realize, but then you have to apply it. Anyway, we have Perek Yud Aleph of Divrei Hayamim Beis. He's returning to Yerushalayim, Rechavam, and he has a lot of warriors, a lot of them, 180,000 to be precise, from Yehuda and Binyamin, and he's about to crush Yeravam. However, before that, Shemaiah, who's the Navi, is sent to Rechavam, said that, look, this rebellion, this split of the kingdom, it's in Hashem's plan, and you're not supposed to attack. Rechavam accepts that, and he goes and builds up the cities of Yehuda, Binyamin. He did have loyalists from Yehuda Binyamin, clearly, as well as the Kohanim and Leviim who came to the kingdom of Yehuda once Yeravam prevented them from serving the Beis HaMikdash. Here is the sad thing for which Yeravam is known as a Machti Es HaRabim, someone who causes many to sin, which is a horrible title to have. He set up his own Mikdash in Beis El. This is Yeravam, which problem. It's idolatry and so. Problem. The parak also talks about Rechavam's family. He has 18 wives, 60 concubines, and the children children he had, and the positions as well. Avia was the most favorite officer. Rechavam said that Avia is going to succeed Rechavam as king. That's Perek Yud Aleph.